New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms. Welcome to the New Dimensions Cafe. Today, I'm hosting Dr. Judith Orloff, who is a member of the UCLA Psychiatric Clinical Staff and is the author of The Genius of Empathy, which presents practical skills to develop the superpower of empathy in daily life. I'm speaking with Judith at her home by remote connection. Judith, welcome to the New Dimensions Cafe.
Thank you, Justine. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. Well, let's talk about, first of all, what is empathy and is it a skill that you're born with or that you can develop? Can it be taught?
Empathy is the ability to feel what's going on in somebody else, and you feel their sorrow, you feel their joy, and that you're able to connect with their emotions and their self so that you can have a resonance with them and an attunement with them. It's a very beautiful human trait that we all can develop and that some of us are born with as well.
When you say connect, I'm thinking that we are living in an epidemic of isolation. I think we kind of learned a little bit of that in the pandemic when we all went to shelter in place. And some of us are even finding, and I must include myself, finding it difficult to get out in the world again.
Well, I agree. We're in an epidemic of isolation and depression and loneliness. And the way to begin to break the spell of all of that is to begin to decide, ask yourself, do I want to connect? And have I been hurt connecting in the past? Am I afraid to connect, like after the pandemic? What's comfortable for me to connect? And so when your heart goes out to somebody and you just listen to them, let's say you're going to a gathering and people come to me, I don't know what to say in gatherings. I hate small talk. I hate this, you know. I said, just listen. You know, just listen to what somebody's saying. It's always a good start, and you can be present with somebody as opposed to being in your own fears. And that will help to relax the situation and just connect, you know, feel the connection. Does it feel good? Does it not feel good? If you're an empath and a sensitive person and just a caring person, you want to sense the chemistry of any kind of interaction. And it's okay not to vibe with someone, not to be with them. It's okay not to connect with them. But others, you will feel the connection. And that's a very important intuition to have, is which people do I connect with? Which people are my anamkara, the soul friends? And which ones are friends, not quite anamkara? And which people would I prefer not to have anything to deal with? You know, and all that is fine. But empathy, you can have empathy for everybody. And it's about healing your own loneliness. If you have empathy, you know, for the dog that's walking by, maybe, or anything, you can have empathy with anything. You can have empathy for the sky. You can have empathy for a stranger. You can have as much empathy as you want, but that connection will fuel you and heal you and keep your heart full as opposed to longing for the connection. It's a, you know, it's a balance of having the alone time and being able to replenish alone time and connecting spiritually or intuitively, and actually being with fellow humans and finding even just a handful or one fellow human that you really, you know, feel good around and connect with, and having tea with them. You know, that's an amazing thing. You know, it's just amazing when the connection happens, and it's very nurturing to you and the other person.
As you're saying that, I'm reminded of a moment when I tried to get out of my apartment and get out and mix with people. And there was a party going on in the central room where I live, a kind of Christmas party. And so I sat next to a woman I'd never met before. And I tried to engage her in some conversation. I really kind of put myself out there. And Judith, it was a one-way street. I mean, I asked her just fantastic questions that she responded. She was so revealing. She never asked me one question back.
No, some people are just like that. You know, they don't reciprocate. And that's one thing I talk about, you know, is who do you want to be with? People who reciprocate or people who don't reciprocate? And if, you know, it's a brave act to reach out to a woman sitting next to you, really brave. And if she's not a reciprocator, you know, the spiritual tenet of don't take things personally, you got your learning there. But if I can make a suggestion to tune in to people before you sit next to them, if you can.
There you go. You can learn that intuition to know a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. The question is, who am I drawn to in a room? And it might be the most unsuspecting person. You know, I mean, you might think, I don't really attracted to that person, but yet you're drawn to them. So I would go for it. I really would, because I trust that, you know, who you're drawn to. And energetically, you don't know what you have in common until you actually start connecting. Yeah. And you go, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of, it was, you know, it might be scary getting out in public, and certainly to a Christmas gathering, that's a big, big thing. But one-to-one or on a, you know, someone's having, you know, at a park bench, you could always talk about dogs, you know, and somebody's animals, because it's so easy to connect over the love of an animal if you have that.
I want to ask you, Judith, what is the difference between empathy and sympathy?
Well, sympathy is basically feeling sad that something's happening. You feel sympathy if somebody lost someone they love, you send a sympathy card, you know, and empathy is more just feeling what another person is feeling, whether it is their feelings of loss or their feelings of joy or feelings of curiosity. It's just tuning in. It's like a tuning fork. It's like attunement with that person. You're attuning to who they are energetically and emotionally and in the world. You can feel it if you allow yourself to. And it's not a mental exercise. It's more, again, coming from the body and coming from the heart, where you can feel another person empathically. Observe, don't absorb, is one of the precepts of working with empathy, because you don't want to be taking on everybody's stuff. You don't want that, and it's not good for you, but you can sense what's going on. And it's just a form of saying, hi, you know, I feel you. I get you. You know, I see you. You're important. You know, and just connecting to another being, because I know in terms of treating depression with my patients, and it's like that if you isolate, if you're depressed and you isolate and you stay home too long, you can have a disconnect with the world. And so when you're reentering the world, it's important to, you know, take it slowly and just begin to test the waters a little bit with, you know, empathy and connection, you know, just by saying hi. Or if you see a cute dog, mention how cute the dog is. And yeah. Begin slow, just to begin slow.
Yeah.
But to stay inside for too long. So I know with the pandemic, I, you know, was staying away from people for too long, and it kind of makes you in a weird state. You know, it was like, not, I don't like this either. I love alone time. And before the pandemic, I just, you know, would fight for my alone time, but it was a little too much for me. So I had talent, you know, with the pandemic, it was too, I tipped to the other side. So I'm craving socialization, you know. But so you, the point is, when you're tuning in intuitively, you will go through changes, and you need to just tune into those changes and go, isn't that interesting? All right. And have empathy for yourself and notice your changes. I see your changes are beautiful. Whatever, everyone I'm talking to, you know, you might feel something one day and then you change, you know, you're shifting, your chemistry is shifting, your emotions are shifting, your needs for being around people are shifting, and what kind of people you want to be around. So it's about being self-aware and empathizing with yourself the whole way. I stress so strongly the power of self-empathy. And when you're going through something, don't become your own worst enemy. You know, don't start beating yourself up. And, you know, I know people do that. I've listened to people for over 25 years as a psychiatrist. And part of healing with empathy is learning how to be kind to yourself. If you're in a situation, this is really a hard situation. I don't like being here. This is what you say to yourself. And I don't like being here, but you're doing the best you can. And we're going to get out of here. And you can go take a hot bath and reconsider everything.
I know one of the things that you say is that your body hears your self-talk.
Oh, yes. The body hears everything. It's an intuitive instrument. It's intelligent. It's a live being. So don't ever think it's like an inert object. It's hearing everything you say. So if you say to yourself, you're good for nothing, I hate you. You're like, you know, you're mirroring some kind of parental voice. You know, it's your job to recognize that and to have the kind voice come in and say, you're an incredible person. No, I love you. You're sensitive and loving and caring, and this is who you are. And so if you get in the habit of switching the inner dialogue to self-compassion and self-empathy, it changes the whole neurochemical makeup of your body. Instead of having the stress hormones soaring through your body, you'll get the dopamine and you'll get the oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone. And you'll get all the parasympathetic vagus nerve calming reactions. When you change the thoughts about self-empathy and actually can feel the energy shift, then your biochemistry responds. We're not separate from our biochemistry. It's alive and awake, and you could work with it. And so I really encourage people to be aware of their biochemical reactions and shift it from sympathetic to parasympathetic and vagal. And you can do that. You can learn how to do that.
What you're saying is to be our own advocate.
Yes, and that brings up an interesting topic that I write about too, which is about reclaiming the inner child and actually going back in your mind to the house that that child was brought up in and knocking on the door and finding that child, looking for that little boy or girl and taking the child's hand and saying, I am so sorry I couldn't protect you as a child. I didn't have the resources. And now I'm going to never let that happen to you again. And I'm going to take you with me and take care of you. And I'm so sorry this didn't happen before. Yeah. And then you take the child's hand and you go home together and you stay together. So it's reclaiming of that self, which is so precious.
And that's what you emphasize, is that self-empathy as a daily priority.
Yes, I am. And developing it every day, setting it a priority to be empathic towards yourself. And if you notice obstacles to that, begin to work with the obstacles. It's not as easy as it sounds. You know, you'd think that more people would do it if it was easier, but our default with, you know, the variety of childhoods we've had is often to beat ourselves up.
Yes.
No matter what age you are, doesn't matter. You can start to work with this and to bring your inner child back now so you integrate that and you will feel a burst of energy and connection and wholeness when you do this.
So it's like being empathic to ourselves and then carrying that out into the world. It's both and.
It is. And then when you embody this, you don't have to say anything sometimes. It's just a healing presence. It's when you look at the Dalai Lama, who wrote the foreword to my book, and he's always been a hero of mine. Look at his energy. Look at what he's been through and his laughter and his brightness and his inspiration. To look for people who embody the kind of empathy you seek and just look at them, observe them, see how they do it. You know, if you want to, it's good to want to be like someone like that, you know?
Oh, he's a wonderful role model. Absolutely. Judith, I want to thank you so much for being with us on the New Dimensions Cafe.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
I've been speaking with Dr. Judith Orloff. She's a psychiatrist and the author of The Genius of Empathy, Practical Skills to Heal Your Sensitive Self, Your Relationships, and the World. And if you want to know more about her work and the many resources she offers, go to her website, drjudithorloff.com, and she abbreviates Dr. It's Dr. Judith Orloff, O-R-L-O-F-F.com. That's drjudithorloff.com. Or you can get there through the New Dimensions website, newdimensions.org, where you find over 1,800 programs in its archive. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. I want to thank you for joining us at the New Dimensions Cafe, and I invite you, please do join us again.
You've been listening to the New Dimensions Cafe. This series of shorter interviews features many of the remarkable guests also featured on our internationally syndicated one-hour New Dimensions radio series. To access more than 1,000 hours of programs, to subscribe to our newsletters, or to become a member, please visit us at newdimensions.org. New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the Donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support.